Welcome to iKidapod, Iditarod coverage by kids.
Hello, welcome to the iKidapod podcast.
We are your hosts, Winter
and Alaska. Today you will be learning about Mila Porcel, Jeff Raid's dog team, first person to win the Yukon Award, and what draft dog means.
Let's get started.
Enjoy. See you, Alaska. It's Alaska with the race update. It's day two of the race. The mushers left downtown Anchorage on Saturday for the ceremonial start. The first mile and a half needed to have snow brought in, since it was on the city streets lined with thousands of spectators. There was even some excitement at Dallas Seavey's team encountered a moose, something that usually doesn't happen until mushers are in remote areas of the trail. The official race start was yesterday and began in the town of Willow. We've heard that there's about 10 miles of rough trail to Finger Lake checkpoint, and sleds have been taking a beating. Here are the current race standings. In first place is veteran Jesse Holmes. In second place is Paige Drummy, and Wally Robinson is in third place. Mushers will continue reaching Finger Lake checkpoint throughout the day and into the night.
Hi, my name is Alaska Gnome. Today on Meet the Musher, you will learn about the only musher from Denmark, Mila Porcel. Mila Porcel started mushing in 1992, where Mila ran a team of polar husky sled dogs for polar explorer Will Stedger for a long expedition in Canada. Mila now lives with her sled dogs to experience the people and places in the north while finding ways to share adventures. Mila was born and grew up in Denmark until she came to the U.S. She did her first sled dog expedition at 18 years old. Growing up, Mila would sit in her grandfather's basement surrounded by drawings, mystical carvings, listening to his adventures with his sled dogs, where she found her love for sled dogs. That's all about Mila Porcel. To you, Turn Perching.
Hello, I'm Turn Perching, and today on Meet the Dogs, we will be meeting Jeff Raid's kennel. His kennel consists of many, including Em, Stella, Stuart, Bonnie, and Clyde. Frozen Trident Kennel originated from dogs gifted by Ali Zirkel, Alan Moore, and six from Sebastian Chenul along with property. His dogs consist of two retirees, a fetcher, a pet and puppy trainer, three seniors, nine juniors, six freshmen, three rookies, and one Iditarod veteran. Raid's dogs have worked hard, proving they are determined to complete their first finish on the trail. Thanks for listening to today's Meet the Dogs. Now off to you, Winter, with trail trivia.
Welcome to Trail Trivia for today's episode. This is Winter. Today I'll be teaching you about the first musher to the Yukon Award and the Yukon Award. Let's get started. The Yukon Award is when you are the first musher to the Yukon River on odd years and to Ruby on even years. When you win the Yukon Award, you win a 5-course gourmet dinner prepared at the checkpoint by Mark Sproul's chef, Jack Amon. In last year's race, Jesse Holmes was the first musher to the Yukon Award. The Yukon Award was first presented in 1983 by the Iditarod Trail Committee and still runs today. So on the Yukon Award is still a special award. That is all for today's trail trivia.
Hi, this is Snowflake, and today in Mushroom Legal, I'll be teaching you what drop dog means. A drop dog is a dog that a musher has dropped from their team at a checkpoint. The dog is cared for at the checkpoint until it is flown back to Anchorage to the musher's handlers. The reasons a musher might drop a dog is because the dog might not be feeling well, it might have an injury, isn't running well, or doesn't have the attitude to race. That's all for Mushing Lingo. This wraps up our episode for today.
Thank you for listening to iKidapod. Coverage of the Iditarod provided by kids.
We would like to pay a special thanks to iditarod.com.
The mushers.
And of course, the dogs.
Tune in tomorrow.